This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
You know we need them. We do. We need strategies. We need strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
Oh, I don't know if you are today. No, I don't know.
Well, I think you're ready. I'm excited.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll take excited. That? Hey, folks, how are you? Welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. You know, Lauren, as you well know, having done this program now for, I've lost count, 30-plus years.
32. I think you're in your 32nd year.
I think you're somewhat right.
somewhat.
Don't remind me of my age. You think you've done just about, you know, you've interviewed lots and lots of authors. You've talked about lots and lots of books.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of think, oh, well, you know.
Seen them all.
No. Hadn't seen them all.
Yeah.
How about if I told you that we were going to we were going to bring on a life strategist today,
mm-hmm,
that has written a disappearing book.
I'm very intrigued.
Yeah. Are you?
Yes, I am.
That's actually what we're going to do. The book is called Voidopolis. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the most unique ideas.
It really is. It's some beautiful combination of philosophy and art and literature.
I don't even know what exactly to call it.
An experience.
It is an experience. Our life strategist is Kat Mustachia, and she is the author of Voidopolis. And we've got so much to talk about today. Mm-hmm. We've got so much to cover, so much to ask. This is a work of art unlike anything I've ever seen, you know, and on top of all of it, it's kind of loosely retelling the story of Dante's Inferno, mm, as if it were a dystopic experience of wandering through New York City during the pandemic. Mm. So, you know, if we don't have your attention now, we're not going to get your attention. Voidopolis and Kat Mustachia today on Strategies. Folks, thank you for being with us. We appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pentel Roofing,
roof,
and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Bertina's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Kat Mustachia, you got to come back. Buckle your seatbelt. Voidopolis today on Strategies. Come back with us.
strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and this edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now our life strategist. She is Kat Mustachia. She is a transmedia playwright and artist known for language and performance works that enlist absurdity, hybridity, and the computational uncanny to dig deep into what it means to be human. Her TED Talk about puppets and AI takes a novel approach to the meaning of machines making art. She is the author of Voidopolis, a disappearing book. First one I've had in the 30 some odd years. So, Kat, welcome to Strategies. Hello. How you doing?
Hello. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I mean, how could we not invite someone who is, number one, a transmedia playwright? And I don't know what that is, so let's start there. What does it mean to be a transmedia playwright?
Oh, yeah. It's a term that I invented for myself because some of my visual arts friends were calling themselves transmedia artists. Mm-hmm. To talk about the idea that they work across media.
Right.
And I realized that what I do is that I am fundamentally a playwright, so a dramatist. I think in terms of theatrical storytelling. But I am often branching out of theater into ways of telling stories that it usually involves some kind of cutting-edge technology, and so right. Sometimes have formats that feel that are unusual, or I'm inventing the formats, or you know, I'm crossing across media to tell the stories that I tell, which is the case of the book, of course.
Absolutely.
So when I open the book, and I'll hold it up here to the radio so people can see it,
you may need a transmedia artist to dub that.
When I open up the book, it says Voidopolis is a digital performance about loss and memory presented as an augmented reality, an AR book with a limited lifespan. Wow. Okay. How did you, was it evolutionary or revolutionary, Kat? Did it just pop in or did it kind of bubble up? And you know, how did this come to be?
I think it bubbled up. I think it might be helpful just for those who don't have the book in front of them to just describe how an augmented reality book works.
Good, yes. Good. Yeah. Do that,
especially,
please.
Especially, one that disappears specifically.
Right.
Because most people, the next question most people ask when they hear that description is, wait, what?
Yeah. Right.
I got to tell you, if I go to Barnes and Noble and I buy a book and it disappears, I'm pissed. Let me just tell you that.
I know. I can imagine. It's an augmented reality book, which means it's a physical book.
Right.
You're buying a book where both the images and the text that make up the story are garbled. And they're garbled in this really beautiful way. So,
right.
You know, the printed pages have kind of crossed out text that's impossible to fully read, and then the images as well have this blurry, milky quality.
Yeah.
And the only way that you can access the images and the text is by using an augmented reality app, which you is very easy to access. You know, you just go to a website where the app is, and on either a phone or a tablet or whatever device you've got.
Right.
And so you use that to read what is actually embedded there as far as the text and the images.
Right.
That's the augmented reality part. And then the disappearing part is the fact that the digital components inside of the app start to decay over a period of about a year. So sometimes the book is very legible, but then there's times of the year when this book is completely illegible and you're just left with this indecipherable book. Mm-hmm. And it does reset. So it is created, it's envisioned as a kind of performance over a period of a year. It
right.
resets July
right.
1st every year. So
okay.
you can, you know, you don't have to be upset.
It'll come back.
It's coming back. Yeah.
It will come. It does come back.
Yeah.
But part of this, so then, you know, it's, I think the next obvious question is why do this?
Mm.
Yeah. And this is where the story of how the book came to be becomes very much tied up with the meaning of the story that it's telling.
Okay, so I'll buy it. How did the book come to be?
Exactly. So I was in New York City in 2020 as the pandemic started to unfold.
Mm.
And I started telling the story on Instagram, actually.
Mm.
And it was, I think, you know, the pandemic is something that we all experienced worldwide. But in April of 2020, New York City was undergoing not only it was an epicenter of that storm that
right.
would eventually go everywhere.
Right.
And there was a special shock to that because it was this time when no one really understood what was happening. We didn't understand how the disease was spread. We didn't, you know, we were like all this was a time when we were all like you know, cleaning Amazon packages because
right.
none of us realized that it was an airborne illness. So it was particularly shocking. And there was a particular sense of devastation that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of. And there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
From one day to the next, you're going about your life, and then all of a sudden, from one day to the next, the entire city is under lockdown.
Yeah.
The borders close.
Yeah.
You know, and you're wondering about like how you even move through your day-to-day life. I mean, suddenly you become afraid to go down the elevator in your apartment building because
yeah.
you don't want to encounter anybody. Because
right.
you become afraid of other people.
Mm.
And then really just the horror of reading every single day the death counts in the city.
Yeah.
They were multiplying every day exponentially. So there was a real like shock there that we were all living through. And
yeah.
And I felt like in this moment, I was watching all of my assumptions about how I go about my day-to-day life just kind of collapse.
Mm.
And I was watching what I understood to be wide-ranging systems that were very stable suddenly collapse as well. And also, I just felt like the rules of how we engaged with each other and how we engaged with the stories we tell had also just gone out the window. And so what I did was I deleted all of my posts on Instagram and started this telling the story, which for me, it felt like I'm living through hell. And that hell was a hell of loss. It felt like people were disappearing, daily life was disappearing.
Yeah.
And the way that I decided to talk about it was to retell Dante's Inferno. I wasn't very, let's say, a close reader of Dante, because I also wanted to talk about what was happening right there to me.
Right.
So it's also a very personal story.
Right.
And then I did something unusual. I composed the text only using the letter E. I mean, using words that do not contain the letter E. So there's not a single the in the entire text, while also it makes sense as a text. Like, it's grammatically correct. It tells a story.
Right.
And my, you know, just like in Dante, in the Inferno, he's guided through hell by Virgil, the great poet Virgil. In my case, I was guided through New York City by a caustic hobo named Nikita. And was talking about what I was seeing every day.
Yeah.
In this fantastical way. And then, you know, it is Instagram, so it is a social media where you know, you do need a visual. And how I was illustrating the story post by post was by taking stock imagery of New York City and deleting the people out of them.
Right.
You know, like, I would use, you know, these algorithmic techniques to just pull out the people and just leave the landscapes. So for me, I was embedding loss both in the images and in the text of the story. And then, you know, and my whole thought about what I was doing at the time was, well, I want to be able to tell this story right now, but I also don't want, I want to be able to let this go once, maybe, hopefully, you know, I kept hoping, hopefully once the pandemic is done. So I kept telling everyone, you know, I'm going to be deleting the entire story off of Instagram. Which is also a kind of culmination of loss, because I wanted to be able to make room for what could come after, which was, I was hoping, you know, joy again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. And along the way, I won some literary prizes for this project.
I can imagine.
And one of the prizes was a publication grant, and they said, well, you know, in your case, we can consider Instagram your publication, but if you want, you could do something with the money we're giving you. That's whatever you imagine publication to be. And I thought it would be interesting. The story was deleted off of my Instagram account, but I thought it would be interesting, not necessarily to completely capture the story in a book format, but how about if I could have a kind of evidence that the story had existed on Instagram,
okay,
of trace.
We gotta disappear for a minute, but we'll be back. We gotta disappear because we gotta pay some bills. We're talking to Kat Mustachia today. She has got the most unique book I've ever seen.
Where'd it go?
And I don't know. It's Voidopolis. We'll be back. Maybe we can find it during the break. We'll be back. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958. Plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome back into your daily dose of Radio Rehab, Strategies for a Living. I'm David McMillan, and she is over there making noise that's not disappearing.
Play now.
Lauren Leon McMillan. And are you adjusted?
I'm buckled in now.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Voidopolis, and the most unique, this is digital art. It's a literary project. It's augmented reality, an augmented reality book. It retells Dante's Inferno as if it were set in the pandemic ravaged New York. Kat Mustachia, wow. What you have done here.
Cool.
Yeah, it is so cool. How much AI did you end up using in the work? And how do you obviously use it. How do you use it? How do you use AI in your yeah. work?
For this book, I used it in the composition process. So I took the existing AI text generating tool at the time, which was GPT-2. And I kind of fiddled with it so that it would spit out sentences and words that don't only contain the letter, or excuse me, I keep saying it backward, that, right. that don't contain the letter E.
Right.
And it was a way of kind of getting to the language that makes up the story.
I don't want to get off too far on AI, but a lot of people are talking about AI these days. A lot of artists mm-hmm. are talking about mm-hmm. some are
varying,
wringing their
yeah,
hands.
Varying degrees of reactions. Right?
Yeah, and here you seem to be embracing it. Is AI threatening? Is it a threat to art, Kat?
No, absolutely not. AI is a tool, and you know, just like when photography was first developed, you know, people could hardly wrap their heads around it, and they were like, "Oh, this is going to kill painting." Mm. But of course, it didn't kill painting; it just changed painting. You know?
Right.
So this is just a new tool that can be used expressively. I do think, though, there is a threat. It's not AI. It's how corporations use AI, for example, the well-publicized problems where they're scraping, you know, authors' works and mm-hmm. then effectively spitting out works that could be in that author's voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is not the fault of the AI. That is the fault of, you know, corporations taking that tool and doing something that feels pretty shady.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, we haven't mentioned so far, and I think we should mention that we, you know, of course, this is a, as we've said, a first of its kind augmented reality book from a major university press, MIT Press, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, is the publisher of this book. Did they find you or did you find them?
I think I found them, but I think I was in the right place at the right time. I think there has been, through the last few years, some desire to do a publishing project with augmented reality from a number of presses.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
But I think a lot of presses just weren't sure how to approach that. It is right. A little bit scary because you know, publishers do what they do very well, and the minute they try to sort of go away from that well-trodden system, yeah, it's a big risk. I do think though that you know, when I pitched it to MIT Press, they were exactly the right publishing house to take on something like this, because it's MIT, because they have a number of technologists on their board and have a kind of understanding of technology that it felt, let's just say, on brand for that publisher to say yes.
You know, I'm going to use the term existential. This is
ephemeral. Existential.
Yeah. But maybe, you know, we're living in this existential moment, this time. Some people are, again, very worried. There's a lot of fear out there. Some people are extremely joyful and happy. Talk a little about your the existential nature of Voidopolis, Kat.
I think something that doesn't get talked about very much about our current moment is that we all, worldwide, nationwide, we're all traumatized by what we live through in the pandemic, even as we sort of purport to go about our daily lives and have resumed something we call normal.
Right.
But we all, you know, have watched the collapse of a lot of things that we took for granted as sort of safe and fundamental.
Yeah.
And that's got to do something to you.
We're confronting the fragility, if you will, how fragile
everything.
Our existence is, our human life is, how quickly, you mentioned this earlier, how quickly, in the blink of an eye, the snap of a finger, we're going about our lives one day and boom, it's gone. It's gone. It's changed. Mm-hmm. And we don't know when it's coming back.
And it's not that things have become more fragile necessarily, but that the possibility of collapse has just become more front and center to us because we're aware that it can happen in such a visceral way because we've lived through it. And I think about, you know, the kids who have lived through this time and how, you know, there was a generation who lived through the Great Depression and was forever traumatized by it. And you hear anecdotes about that. And I do think that the kids who lived through the pandemic have lived through something that they will forever recall as a kind of defining moment. And that's not to be taken lightly, you know. So I think for me, this book is, it isn't even necessarily about the pandemic. I think this book for me was a kind of roadmap for how do you live through something dark? How do you live through a collapse? Because that's what Dante did as well, right? He was talking about, well, I went through hell and then I came out of it. Mm-hmm. And my guide through hell was poetry. And so I think for me, there was a similar feeling of here I am using the idea of poetry and art as a kind of guardrail to go through something that I wasn't sure at the moment that I was living it through it that I could survive, and then I do survive, right? And I think as much as Voidopolis is in a sense depicting collapse and loss, it's also saying by the fact that it exists, well, we have lived through it. Here I am.
and is it also underscoring our connection to each other?
Yes, I also think so. And thank you for thinking of that. I think something that's rather beautiful that I didn't anticipate and that I think is part of this particular work is the idea that, you know, you're kind of watching the book decay. So you're sort of an audience to this decay. Yeah. But, you know, normally you think of a book, reading a book as this kind of this private act, you know, it's you and the book. And here you're connected by like a kind of fine line to everyone else in the world who owns this book, right? And you all together are the audience for this decay happening. So there's something here that feels connective in a way that you're participating in witnessing something.
Is there a Nikita in your life? Do you have a caustic hobo hanging around cat?
I don't know that there's a literal Nikita. There's not a literal hobo hanging around that I hang out with.
Yeah.
But I think Nikita is a conglomeration of a few literary figures that I cherish, and probably, you know, the few people I've come across in life who I both admire and also think are a little bit caustic.
Yeah. When did the book actually debut? When did it come out? When did it publish?
August 2023.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it's been out there a while. It's not hot or even warm anymore off the press. What have you heard? So what are you hearing? What are people saying? What kind of feedback are you getting?
It's really interesting because, you know, in my, let's call it my rarefied new media world, people view it in one way. They view it as this, you know, augmented reality project, and they focus on the device and the augmented reality bit of it. But then I've also been in situations where, you know, I've given public talks to what I call lay people. You know, they're just there because they're interested in literature in a broad sense, and they were just, or they're curious, and those situations have been the most rewarding for me because when I talk about the book, I'm not expecting a kind of insider's view about augmented reality. I'm just hoping, you know, does the person listening to me kind of get why I did this?
And Yeah.
And what it might mean to do this. And
I hope more people will get it, and I hope everybody listening will get it. It's called Voidopolis. Kat Mustachia is the author, and she's our life strategist today. Here on Strategies for Living, we've got more. We've got more to come, so stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living radio.
And we do need them. Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Welcome back into Strategies for Living with one of the most unique books, one of the most unique life strategists that I can ever remember having here on the radio over 32 years. And she is Kat Mustachia, and the book is called Voidopolis. You can find it. It's out from MIT Press. You can find it wherever you buy books, and I certainly hope you will. Kat, is this what the art of the future is going to look like? I mean, are you showing us a window into maybe the art of the future?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I do think that there will be a multiplicity of things in the future, both in media that you already know, like traditional books and traditional painting and photography, but also these kind of other forms that haven't yet been popularized, but maybe will be.
Mm. Yeah. What is, art is so important. I worry that we make it secondary, like in schools and such.
Yeah.
You know, and as an artist, Kat, you know, what does art teach us? What does art have to teach us about our world? And maybe in particular, our world, the world of technology within which we live today, that we're surrounded and immersed in today?
I think good art that is taking up the question of, you know, of using technology right now and is asking the questions like, you know, what is the technology doing for us? What is it doing to us? Good art that uses new media is also using new media to critique that media, right? To kind of say, you know, what is AI in a broader social sense? What are its dangers? Can we use art to ask those questions and also right. to show people? So I think that what art can do, it's not exactly strict educational, right? Because there's education for strict educational means, but it can articulate something very visceral about what it's like to live with our current technologies. I think that's what art does, right? It confronts you with yourself. It confronts you with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you know, we are the makers of these technologies. So it isn't really a conversation about technologies. It's still ultimately a conversation about how we relate to each other, mm-hmm. to ourselves.
Yeah. You know,
like that never changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When, before we went on the air, we were kidding. You and I and Lauren were kidding about Lauren and I being from the South, and
yeah,
you
sure.
and you told us, well, I'm from South Florida, you know. So, I'm keenly aware that our audience, we're here, where the radio signal is beaming into Northwest Louisiana, East Texas, Southern Arkansas, No, I have great respect for our listeners. Our listeners are very smart, very bright. But I'm sure some of them are saying, what? And I want you to, as a Floridian, a South Floridian, talking to our audience here in Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, what do you want to tell them about this work? What do you want to say to them about Voidopolis and why they maybe need to take a look at it, you know, pay attention
yeah.
to it? Yeah.
I would be very excited if someone were to pick up a copy of the book and just read the artist's essay about how I made the book and why it became what it became, because I think that essay is also a way of examining what we all went through during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then you know, I think it's I went to a lot of trouble to make those printed pages rather beautiful in yeah. their own right. So
and they are beautiful.
They're incredible.
So if you never go to the trouble of actually deciphering the story, I think I would still be satisfied and say, well, you've got this beautiful art object, and that comes with not only my essay, but then two additional essays that talk about that the work itself and that time, and I would be happy there. And then there might be those who say, well, I really want to go to the trouble of really reading it. And I worked very hard then to give you a muscular story, a character that's vivid, Nikita, that is so likable that I had a lot of trouble ending the story because I didn't want to let him go.
Yeah.
So I tried to give an audience a reward in whichever way they would want to take this book.
I also want to say, and I, you know, you ladies may kick me, I don't know. But I, you know, you keep saying, Kat, about what we went through, and I don't want to stir anything up. I'm not trying to stir fear or anything like that. But I also think that Voidopolis and your work here is not just about what we've experienced and went through, but I don't know what we're going to go through in the next. None of us know
yeah.
what we're going to go through in the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you know? So I don't know, you know?
Yeah. And that's, how can we know?
Yeah.
And yes, I do think that
But your story...
It isn't really only about the pandemic. I think it's about a kind of general, like, general sense of how do you survive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we survive what we don't know?
Well, and we
how
talk,
to deal with.
We talk about here on Strategies for Living a lot about how all of life is about grief. It's about being able to let go over time.
Yeah.
And your book, and really the experience you've created for your audience, is a visceral experience of that, being able to process that grief.
Well said. The book is Voidopolis, and the author is our life strategist today, Kat Mustachia. And I hope you get Voidopolis. I hope you check it out. Start by checking out Kat's TED Talk. We'll be back to wrap up this conversation here on Strategies in just a moment.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and our life strategist today. She is Kat Mustachia, and the book is Voidopolis. You have got to get this book out from MIT Press. Kat, you know, I don't think I have words to express totally. But what do you want to leave us with today? This is such your work is so unique. What do you want to leave with the audience today? What do you want to leave us with?
I think just the simple idea of leaving a trace, which animated my try to make this book. The thought that no matter what situation you're in, see if you can make a mark. Yeah. See if you can create some sort of trace.
Well said.
Yeah. And what a trace you have left.
Yes.
Let me say.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, we could list all the awards already that you've garnered with this
beyond,
and been nominated for.
Beyond the awards, though, I mean, you've proven yourself as a great artist just in the way that you're challenging and confronting us as humans.
Yes.
I think that's what all good artists are supposed to do.
So thank you for that.
Thank you for being
a great life strategist today here on Strategies.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, folks, the book is Voidopolis. It'll be the most unique book you have ever put your hands on and started to disappear in front of your eyes. Voidopolis, Kat Mustachia. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you being with us here on Strategies. We do this every day for you. And we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, pretty good muffies too. If today were the last day of your life and you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Kat Mustachia and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.